Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Did you listen to Michael Cohen's 7-hour congressional testimony last week? If not, I hope you at least read the transcript or a summary. Why? This is one of the most important political hearings of the last 50 years, and though we are all growing weary of partisanship and political gaming on both sides of the aisle, we need to hang in there until this is resolved, because an informed and involved electorate is part of sustaining a democracy, and our democracy is under threat. Here's my take on what happened. Cohen, former attorney for Donald Trump for about 10 years, gave testimony accusing his former boss in the first few minutes of being a racist, a con man, and a cheat. He explained why, provided documentation. He also espoused genuine fear for the safety of his own family. So I emailed a friend who's a Trump supporter. His response, quote, "Michael Cohen is a proven liar, end of story," end quote. Really? You've never heard of a mafia boss being sent to prison by one of his former lying, murdering gangsters turning state's evidence? Since my friend is an evangelical Christian, I would ask, what about St. Peter? Didn't he lie at Jesus' trial simply to save his own skin? So why did anyone listen to Peter a few weeks later on the day of Pentecost? Because he had a change of heart. Paul of Tarsus had been a supreme early persecutor of the Christians, consenting to their murder. Later, he preached all over the first century Mediterranean world, and people listened. Why? He had a change of heart. So Michael Cohen had lied to Congress earlier. He lied, allegedly, in order to cover up for Donald Trump. Now the president has cast his former lawyer out to twist in the wind and even called him a liar and a rat. To me, it's obvious that both lied because Trump was clearly complicit in asking Cohen to cover up for him numerous times. Both have lied. The difference is that Michael Cohen has admitted to lying. Donald Trump has not admitted to lying. Whom do you trust more? A liar who says, "I never lie," or a liar who says, "I did lie"? I am sorry. Here's why I lied. I take responsibility for my mistakes. I'm willing to go to jail and pay the full penalty. For that reason, and the fact that he was under oath, I found Michael Cohen's testimony credible, believable, and alarming. But the highlight of the day was Elijah Cummings' homily at the end of the hearing. He said, "We are better than this. Turn in, Mr. Cohen. You've made a lot of mistakes. You've admitted that. You've hurt a lot of people. You've acknowledged that. If we as a nation did not give people a chance whenever they made mistakes to change their lives, a whole lot of people would not do very well," end quote. Maybe Republicans haven't heard the saying of Alexander Pope, "To err is human, to forgive divine." Or maybe they think forgiveness only applies to Republicans, especially Republican presidents who think everything they do is divine. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.